Welcome back for more of the KCII PM Sports Page. I'm Cole Cook, and I'm joined now by a Jet Physical Therapy Athlete of the Week, Highland Baseball Senior Trevor McFarland. Trevor, appreciate the time today.
Yep, thank you.
19-3 are the Huskies as we've hit the home stretch of the season, gear up for the playoffs this weekend. Now, before we look at the playoffs, Trevor, I want to look back, especially at last night's game. You had a 15-5 victory over BGM. For a while, you were down. It was 5-3 in the fifth. You had a 12-run frame. How the heck did you guys keep the line moving? What happened in that fifth inning?
It's pretty much our coach. I mean, Coach Millich, he pretty much kept ragging on us, telling us that we need to start hitting better. I mean, they were all hats off to BGM. I mean, they were hitting the ball in the gas. They're hitting the ball hard. And, I mean, we're having our pitchers just give them a hit. And, I mean, our guys just stayed with it. And, I mean, we just kept just battling, just get that first pitcher out of there. And that's what our motto has been all year. It's just get that first pitcher out, get his pitch count up, get that second one in, and then we float off of that. I mean, them walking Chase kind of just fired us all up, and then I hit the home run, and then, I mean, everybody just started hitting the ball hard after that. So, I mean, it's just staying with it and keeping with it and battling until that second pitcher and exploding off of it, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm. You had a couple hits, including that home run that you said. You have three on the air, but last night, what was the pitch on? What was the location, and how did it feel off the bat?
He threw me a low fastball, and I thought he was just a fastball pitcher, so I was just sitting on it. Like I said earlier, them walking Chase kind of just like riled me up a little bit. So, I mean, I really knew that I could – damage right here. So I mean, I wasn't even trying to go after homer. I was trying to get a nice little double base hit, but I mean, I sat back on my back foot, listened to my coach. He always says still milk it, which means just, I mean, to stay on your back foot and drive the ball, and I mean, he gave me a down the middle fastball, and I just got my hits the balls and hit it hard.
Was it a no doubter?
I thought off the bat, I thought it was a no doubter, but and my coaches did too. But once I got back to the dugout, all the people were saying I barely squeaked out. So
fair enough. Well, your boys are 19-3 as we're closing out the regular season. Outside of the points that you've already made, what has made this such a successful season for the Huskies?
Just us staying all together as of right now. I mean, all of us are playing together. All of us are having fun together. I mean, all of us are just the bus rides home. I mean, I think that's one of the biggest things. Everybody staying together on the bus rides home and absolutely just being connected as a team. I mean, all of us are, I mean, one of us strikes out. I mean, look how it went to. I struck out. I got really mad. Everybody, all my teammates were there to pick me up. I mean, everybody's just together and we're just chugging along to the.
You're batting .500 individually with 25 RBI to lead the team. Trevor, what's allowed you to really have a successful year at the plate, and how do you think you've improved offensively this year?
Last year, I didn't really bat that well. I mean, I batted like .300, but I knew I had to improve. I knew we all had to improve. So, I mean, it all starts off with Luke leadoff. He usually gets a walk or a nice little base hit. And then Connor will get a base hit, and then Chase will get a base hit. And right there are three runners on where I have a chance to pretty much hit the ball anywhere, and I'll get an RBI. So, I mean, it's just those first three guys that, I mean, I can't ask enough from them. I mean, they're helping me out. I mean, it's all about just putting a bat on the ball at high school, I feel like. So I can't ask enough from them. And then the people behind me in the lineup, I mean, they bat me in. It's all a moving train as of right now, so mm-hmm. I can't ask more from my teammates there.
You're the catcher for the team. What's that like to catch the rotation that has a 2.34 ERA?
Oh, my God, is it amazing. I mean, all to Chase, to Peyton Yeagy, to Ethan Paisley, to Bonebreak, to Connor Grinstead, I mean, they all just they all know how to throw strikes. They all know how to put a ball over the plate. We all know how to dig down and throw a pitch over the plate. Phil's always been a billboard, and I think every one of those guys is a billboard. I mean, they don't get a pitch right. They don't see my sign or something. I mean, they always come back and fire one in there. So, I mean, it's absolutely amazing to catch that rotation.
What do you like most about being the, so to speak, captain of the infield, like a catcher position?
I like it because I can see everything. I mean, I feel like I have messed up a few times this year with calling out the wrong way to throw the ball, but I mean, it's just the trust in everybody else. I mean, a hit ball to Luke Miller, I mean, I feel like he can throw it to first base so easily. I mean, like, I, on a ground ball, I'm supposed to run behind and back up first base, but with Luke, I just feel like I can make it halfway, and I already know that Luke will throw it to first. I mean, it's just, it's almost amazing to be the captain there because of how good our infield is.
Let's get outside of baseball. Trevor, you are a senior, graduated, so what's this fall look like for you?
I will be attending Kirkwood for student coaching. I am hopefully going to get my coaching degree or coaching, and I will become a coach hopefully back at Highland.
All right. Awesome. Well, last question before I let you go here, Trevor. Our sponsor, Jet Physical Therapy, prides themselves on the motto, movement is your medicine. Now, how do you use that motto to prepare for a game?
My number one thing is I go into the gym where we all hit, and I work on the driveline balls. So it's just weighted balls, and I just throw them at the wall, throw them at our trampoline. It gets my arm nice and warmed up, ready to go. And then we hit in the cage, and then we go on to the football field, and we start to warm up. I like to start it off nice and easy, and then we go to the long toss. We always get a run in before we go out and play catch. Stretching is always the biggest thing when it comes. You always need a stretch before a game. So, yeah, that's what we like to do.
Trevor, congrats on the season thus far, and best of luck in the playoffs. Thanks for coming on this week.
Yes, thank you very much.
That's Trevor McFarland, a senior on this year's Highland baseball team, this week's Jet Physical Therapy Athlete of the Week. Best of luck to Trevor and the Huskies this weekend in the postseason. We'll have more of the KCII PM sports page next. You're listening to AIM at FM KCII.